I want to know, what's your favorite remembrance of that year, besides obviously winning it all?
My favorite memory is when the 1971 draft, and they said Flynn had been traded to Los Angeles.
Oh, really?
That was my favorite moment right there.
Where were you supposed to go?
Well, I was in Cincinnati, and I got traded. Cincinnati didn't make the playoff, and they had traded Oscar, and so I was just lucky and blessed to get a chance to come to L.A. and to play with Jerry and Wilt and Gail and Pat and Happy Harrison, Jim McMillan, all these guys. I mean, it was beautiful. And then once we got together, we became real tough. I could kind of tell, our first four games was on the road, and we won all four of them. And I remember Chick Hearn said, no Laker team has ever hit the road and won four in a row. And he said that he thinks this is the making of something special. We didn't know that then, but it turned out to be great.
But 33 in a row. I mean, no one's even come close to that since. When you were doing it, were you like shaking your head like, this is ridiculous?
Well, that was a couple of games there. I remember game 16, Philadelphia had us about 15 points with about 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. And we wound up beating them by 20, and I knew that we had the magic then. But otherwise, we had some guys who could make some big plays down at the end. Jerry and Gail and Wilt. These guys could make some real nice plays down at the end. And we also had a nice bench. And I think that's what got us over.
What do you remember about the city finally getting their first championship? Do you remember the reaction?
Well, it was great. It was great. All of the fans, but there was one little problem. We didn't have a parade. A lot of people didn't know, but we didn't have a parade. Why? I don't know.
Was there even any kind of a celebration for the town at all, like in front of City Hall or something?
No. Wow. We didn't go to City Hall. It was just strange, but, it is what it is. But a lot of people said, aren't they going to have some kind of gathering? And we never did.
Wow. Maybe that's what this is for.
maybe you should ask Coach Sherman why we didn't have, a parade.
I don't know if he remembers.
Well, I'm not going to say
no,
that.
No, I know. But bottom line, when you guys won the title, though,
It was a great thing. It was one of the best moments. It was one of the best moments in my life then. But like I said, all the festivities that they have going on now, we never had none of that.
Yeah. So, does it make it feel like you guys are a family forever, basically, when you do a thing like that?
Well. Every time a team wins about 20 or 22 games, just like Houston did, then all of the newspaper writers
they call you.
Start calling, and then we do interviews.
Right.
And that makes it feel good, because we might go 3 or 4 years, you know, without anybody calling, you know, and then suddenly we're not forgotten.
It's a little like the Miami Dolphins, their perfect season. Every time somebody comes close, they all come out. Mercury Morris said, hey, you know, they got a ways to go to beat us. And
but a lot of good things happened in 1972. The Miami Dolphins went undefeated. The Lakers won the championship, and they won the 33 in a row. And what other, you know, I remember, you know, a couple more other exciting things.
Right.
1972, didn't UCLA win a national championship?
I believe, under Wooden still, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it's great to see you again, and you look fantastic. When I first saw you walk in, I said, I bet you could still shoot. Now, you said you haven't shot for a year. What'd you play, games last year?
Well, no. See, I've been dealing with this cancer. And
how you doing?
I'm hanging in here. The good thing is my cancer has been in a remission for a long time. Dollar bills. Hey, all right.
We're done.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All right.
I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Your turn.